out there a little bit earlier, but no precautions of that. You know, it was Bill and Jimbo's call, so we waited it out, got treatment. I feel, you know, a lot better. You know, no looking back now. Doing everything I can to prevent, you know, from a hamstring pull or anything like that again. So just, you know, doing everything I can to stay on the field.
How do you try to prevent something like that?
Well, just, you know, obvious things, just, you know, keep stretching, stay hydrated, you know, just small things, make sure you're eating right, you know, the weight thing, you know, just more or less just, you know, stretching more. I think that was probably my biggest problem, but I'm definitely taking care of that now.
How do you feel the run defense is this season? You stopped some, you know, you got some pretty good running backs now, you know, some others. How does that come along as the season?
No, I'm a young buck. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm doing my role. My role is to hit the dude with the ball, so that's what I'm doing. So you know, as long as I do that, and Vince and Mayo, they're not yelling at me. I feel like I'm doing my job. So as long as, you know, we stay accountable to one another, I think we'll be fine.
The dude with the ball is Steven Jackson. Have you thought about hitting him? And how big of an impact that would be?
And again, I say I'm not a big trash talking dude, and whoever got the ball, that's who I'm going after. But I will say, you know, Steven Jackson is definitely, you know, one of the better bigger backs, you know, in the NFL. So you know, it's going to feel good having a big challenge like they're going against him this weekend.
Midway through your first year, I'd say, how much of a help have Vince and Gerard been in terms of your development, your understanding of the NFL scheme, especially the Patriots' defensive scheme?
Definitely a lot. You know, Vince has been here for 9 years, and Mayo, I think maybe 5 or 6. So those guys have seen a lot, and they've been through a lot. And, you know, it feels good to have, you know, an older guy that you can kind of talk to about certain things that you see and that you feel about that, you know, other rookies, you know, can't really help you out of guys that haven't been here. So having those two guys to fall back on, you know, definitely makes my life a little bit easier. There's certain concepts I don't understand. I can just talk to Mayo, or certain run fits or pass rushing moves or something. I can talk to Vince about it. So it definitely feels good to have those two guys.
Dante, Tom Brady had talked yesterday about how good teams are able to string wins together, put a streak together. I know you can only win one, you know, each week, but is that kind of something that you're conscious of here, you know, as you're 7 games in and trying to put a few together here?
I feel like that's just kind of the mentality that we've been having as far as even practicing go, is we try to string, you know, not just one or two practice together, but just try to string them all throughout the week. So definitely, you know, we're getting down to crunch time. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to pick things up and start stringing them together.
Team that obviously has a lot of high-profile veterans, but is it exciting from your perspective? And you've got rookies who are going to come in. Exciting in terms of the immediate future and the long-term future.
I don't know about any of that, but you know, it just feels good to look over and you know, see Chandler and Alfonso and Tavon and Nate and, you know, all the guys that, you know, that we all got drafted together. And we've been through OTAs together and all the off-season workouts and all that stuff together. You know, it feels good to see all the hard work and dedication that we put in to see young guys out on the field making plays and being an impact.
Have you been happy with your progression up to this point?
Besides the 2-week fall, I think I've been coming along pretty well. But, you know, there's always room for improvement, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Dante, is there any bit more pressure heading into the bye week? A win would be terrific because then you got some time to relax from that. But a loss would be tougher, I would think, than any other week because you have 2 weeks to kind of stew in it. So is there more pressure heading into this game than say, some of the others?
And I'm going to leave that to Bill. That's all Bill. All I do is go out and play ball. So I'm going to leave the winning and the statistics up to him.
Okay. Who's that, Steph?